아래 당도 남아줘 봐. 이게 야 남아야 소화 소득 쉬어야지 안티거리 기생도 쉬어야지 다 남에게 구성 투수게 연재 재비 돈에 안에 소득 쉬어야지 도 쉬어야지 이런 것도 마셔야지 다 남에게 나한테야 안에 진친 보이면 깨진친 보이면 깨진 지수 진표권에 나가서 소득 쉬어야지 최고래.
Good evening. A couple of weeks ago, we started to look at the outline, praises and requests, which contains the making supplications or requests to one's Lama. We've looked at the first three verses in this section, which recall where one recalls the good qualities of one's teachers, body, speech, and mind. And there, and having generated or recalled those good qualities, one makes requests. Now, continuing in the new section, we come to a subsection where we now make supplications by recalling his kindness. So, the previous three verses were about making supplications by having recalled his good qualities of body, speech, and mind. Now we come to the section where one makes supplications having called to mind his great kindness.
Again, the section of praises and requests that we are in, starting from verse 43. Here we've looked at three verses already, where we recall the good qualities of our lamas, body, speech, and mind. And with the purpose of recalling his good qualities in those verses of his body, speech, and mind, and now in the verses from where we're starting tonight, his good qualities in terms of his great kindness, or his tremendous kindness, is because we need to generate a more stable faith or trust or conviction in our teacher. And why is this so important? Well, the objective of the Buddha Dharma is for us to transform our mind. And why do we want to transform our mind? Because the source of all our suffering lies within us, our afflictions. So wanting to achieve a state of lasting happiness freed from the afflictions, we need to abandon our afflictions entirely. And how do we do that? Through training our mind. And this process of mental training, what this means is developing, strengthening, strong, virtuous habits. This is what it means to practice the Dharma. It means to train our mind, which means to develop strong, virtuous habits, and to weaken and eventually eradicate harmful, unwholesome ways of thinking. So when we're recalling the good qualities of our teacher, whether, as in the previous three verses, his qualities of body, speech, and mind, or in the verses from here, where recalling his kindness, those are virtuous thoughts, wholesome thoughts. So they are on the side of virtue that we are trying to strengthen our habituation to. So that's one reason. By recalling his good qualities, These very thoughts are on the side of virtue, which is what we're trying to strengthen our habituation to. And then, as a result of strengthening our habituation to these particular virtuous thoughts, our faith or conviction or trust in our teacher grows. And why that is indispensable is because the stronger our faith or conviction or trust in our teacher is, firstly, the more open and receptive our heart is to his teachings, the greater the impact they have, the deeper those same words will penetrate within us if our heart is open. And our heart opens in dependence on having trust in him. And that then is of crucial importance because we have then the strength of mind to apply ourselves to his teachings or to apply those teachings to ourselves and thereby to turn away, to overcome our distractions to mundane pleasures and worldly issues and rather apply ourselves to what's important, developing virtuous ways of thinking.
Furthermore, with a goal to eradicate the affliction together with their seeds and imprints and become a Buddha, in order to fulfill that goal, we have to cultivate the path of virtuous paths within us, cultivate the minds of virtue. And to do that, we need a guide. We need someone to illuminate the path for us, illuminate the techniques that we need to cultivate within ourselves to give rise to the mental paths required in order to attain enlightenment. And needing a guide, we need to, for that guide to have an impact on us, for that guide, for us to be receptive to the teacher, to the guide, so that his instructions can have an impact on us, we need to develop trust in him and then make supplications or requests because that serves to open us up. So this whole purpose of making praises and thereafter requests is to recall his good qualities and thereby open ourselves up to make requests so that we are receptive to the teachings, to his guidance, and thereby have the strength of mind to apply them to ourselves and develop the path within us that will lead to enlightenment.
It's good to be clear on this. I'll repeat this point again. The purpose of recalling the good qualities of our teacher, as we've done in the preceding three verses, we recall his good qualities of body, speech, and mind, as well as the verses from here, where one recalls the tremendous kindness that he shows us, is to give rise to strong faith in his qualities, and thereby to be open and receptive to his teachings, and have the strength of mind to apply ourselves with conviction to those teachings.
Digi
그 先把希望你让你我们其他没呢，过节是哪天？那天，这家里还有几度三八的，是不给小孩说话。第二天，别如是第二天，其实那么也看这些，对吧？钱呢，那么那么个那么子呢，那么点血的，缺血的，等于输钱里过来，等于输钱了，嘛些那么个，个这有点，对吧？输钱了，那么个都是干那学的，我就娘们接的，那你就输钱住过来。其实那那么个。
Generating faith in our teacher so that we open and receptive to his teachings and they can enter us and have a transformative impact is the purpose of generating faith. And it's important to understand then how having faith in the teacher, his teachings have a transformative impact on us. Because what it does not mean is that if we have strong and powerful a faith in our teacher, that he can reach in and remove our suffering and we attain liberation. Unfortunately, it does not work like that. We have to do the work ourselves. We have to transform our minds. But we are so habituated to unwholesome ways of thinking and getting caught up in mundane affairs. Our mind is almost constantly consumed with thoughts of very little importance, or about things of very little importance, with importance that goes beyond this life. So to transform this and all other unwholesome habits, to reprioritize our life, we require a very strong and powerful determination. And to generate such a determination and sustain it comes about in dependence on having faith in our teacher. Because it's through the faith, through having faith, we become open and receptive to his words. And those same words that perhaps otherwise wouldn't have much impact can have a transformative impact. And how does that transformation manifest? We are inspired to apply ourselves to those teachings. We are inspired to develop those teachings within us consistently in all circumstances. So just like in our current relationships with people, those who we feel a closeness to, we will readily apply ourselves to fulfilling their needs, fulfilling their requests. Those to whom we are more distant, we are less likely to spontaneously and with enthusiasm and consistency help them. So here, by having faith and trust in our teacher, we will apply ourselves to his teachings and his guidance. And in this way, we'll be able to experience the inner transformation we long for.
And Melamigi, social dumba, the Dunyu, dumba Yakuchina, Yenima, Dinghage Mena, Nia Yagitra Marawa. Yenima, Lamdin Chingitubana, social dumba, the Dunyu, Dunyu, that Chandu is somebody Mena, and Jangamar Yagitra Marawa. Tininza, Lamigi, Lamigi, Duase, and Digi to be a tablam. Gom Japan Lam Manova de Lamigi Tingore, Chesan D Tembalan to Chaging Garworson, now to get Lamy Tembatilia, Tubachi, Nienje, Nukom Gomorva. D Yaboyagi Tundala, Lamale Devachi, Devachi, Chesadini Paradele, Devalamal Devachi, Devachi, Lamatizel Chushi, Dumbachi, Dumbale de Lamy Martin, Chu Mana, didn't you come here again to come here to Dumba? Donye dumba le gomje, ane ngan dusya ki chukor. Chazadi, anzu ki deba jie se adi, sosu ki chakin lami ki ya, dunga se an digi chukye tablam ka se, tenya yoba na, sosu ki nguyene chakin ki kukor wadi, chakin di da, anzu ki deba jie adi, deba jie wale tene, donye ki dumba jie wale tene, an di chandu ki, tuasam, tuaba jie tene, gomje, yaya ki chukwa di chakor. Chazan deba jie wale di, jie huwe gimsa ruwa si dima to, se,
No matter how many teachings we receive from someone, and no matter how skilled they are in teaching, if we lack faith, the benefit that we will receive is limited. And this is because the foundation of the cultivation of the path within us is faith. The cultivation of the path of happiness within us depends on having a Lama and having faith in that teacher. And why is this so? And it's important to understand why, because through that knowledge, we will apply ourselves to developing faith in our teacher. Because in order to radically transform our way of thinking from this unwholesome way of thinking that we are so habituated to a wholesome way of thinking that leads to the attainment of enlightenment, intense and consistent application of the teachings is required. And to give rise to an intense and consistent wish to transform ourselves, and to be able to do so consistently, no matter what is going on in our life, we need a teacher. And we need to have faith or trust in that teacher. Because it's through having faith in the teacher that we'll want to receive teachings from him. And not only that, apply ourselves to them. We will receive them in a way that we know is personal to us. And we need to apply ourselves to them, cultivate them within us in the way that we are being directed. So therefore, with the foundation of faith or trust or conviction, this leads to an aspiration to want to receive further teachings and apply them, and that leads to spiritual development. So there is this sequence from faith leads to a yearning for transformation through receiving and receiving teachings and meditating on them, and that leads to the transformation we long for.
Deva said the Leon and the Rixum Yungore, Mondia said, Ichiki Deva said, and Shinny Deva said. Shinny Deva said it, Deva the Yash, the Yashud, Shin Devason, Lamiku Kusun to Yendenji, Yangi Sosuki, Hako, and the Lama Ranglia, Chick Pando Chimbo Jeva, Jin Chimbo, Sosuki, Hakone, and Lama Deva Jedi, the Shinny Deva says, Deva, 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 Timbo, Deva, Yashud. That any in the Mundi Sitadan, Jig, Gumze Gaya, some other Yabore, some Jay, Jig Susu Gaya, Chicheva, Majesam Mataji, Yabore, some Devana, and then the Gumze Gaya Hamawat in its Chitenda, the Mundi Rochagurua.
The faith itself has three divisions. The coarsest type of faith, or the weakest, least stable type of faith, is that of blind faith. Blind faith, then, is a faith that is not based on reasoning. It comes about from inference. It's not based on reflection. The more stable faith is one of trust, the faith of trust. And the third type of faith, which is the most stable, is the faith of understanding. So there is a sequence of faith, first blind faith, faith of trust, and faith of understanding. And these develop, coming to an ever more stable and transformative type.
In previous verses, we looked at the qualities of our teacher relating to his qualities of the Vinaya, his qualities relating to the Mahayana, and his qualities relating to secret mantra. So we recall those qualities, and we used reflection and analysis, and thereby, through doing so repeatedly over a sustained period, one will come to the most stable of these three types of faith, the faith of understanding.
Buddha Shakyamuni spoke repeatedly about the importance of faith. Ngenla gave a sutra quotation, and the meaning of this quotation is that faith can be likened to the mother. So all beings were born from a mother, and faith here is likened to a mother because it's from this mother of faith that all good qualities arise. So just like a mother gives birth to a child, from faith all good qualities arise. The quotation continues that having generated faith, be sure to guard that it doesn't weaken. Because to the extent that one's faith weakens, one's already generated good qualities, those will weaken too. And if one's, to the extent that one's faith degenerates, one's good qualities will degenerate. So be aware of this, guard against this, and rather develop one's faith further, deepen one's faith further through reflection and analysis, and thereby one's good qualities that have previously been developed, those too will grow.
To present in a brief way, to summarize the benefits of faith, is that when one, the faith that perhaps one already has based on past life imprints, if one develops that based on knowledge and analysis of that knowledge, one's faith will grow. And that means that the good qualities that one already has, they will be able to grow. And not only that, good qualities that we have yet to develop but long to, we will be able to develop those within us.
And moreover, benefits will be seen in future lives too. Not only will the qualities that we develop deeper within us now be present with us in our future lives, but when we meet the Dharma and meet our teachers in future lives, that relationship will be so much stronger. And this too has come about, or will come about, independent on cultivating ever stronger faith based on using reasoning and analysis in this life.
他的人的马学的细节，他上夜场面准备马头里马龙独给你对着完了，这些南山七星天白夜结婚突击将了说话的意思。Now
let's turn to the text, page 8, right in the middle, verse 46. To those untamed by countless past Buddhas, the unruly migrators of this degenerate age who are difficult to subdue, you accurately show the good way of those gone to bliss. Compassionate refuge saviour, I make requests to you. Looking at the first line, to those untamed by countless past Buddhas, the founder Buddha of our age is Buddha Shakyamuni, but he certainly wasn't the very first Buddha. There were countless Buddhas before and since him too. Despite there being so many Buddhas throughout, since beginningless time, unending samsara remains filled with suffering sentient beings. And amongst these suffering sentient beings, we find ourselves. And if when either Buddha Shakyamuni was teaching in this world, or other founder teachers before him, if we then had generated a path in our mind, by now we would be liberated from samsara. But we have yet to do so. Our mind remains untamed. So this then is the first reason to reflect on, so as to recall the kindness of our spiritual teacher.
Tablam 냠내지제 샘두제 타바다 탐지김보고마 톱서제 데네 토가 망고 중요로바다 데 이네 데노 심제 망고라데로바 디수 마주와레 디갑수다 데니게 산지에 최소에게 갑수 스냐네 산지에 대바며바 야네 지게 산지에 최주에 고가 말아와 아니 지 냠내지에게 데니 말아와 진지나 엔데레 데네 고심 뒤마도제 타로 네 지게 람 람규레 제마도바레 제마도바자 네 지게 다데바 두사데바레스 제산 산예 주미지 마두와제 투 툴 마두세디 다데다데 가나 주규기 뇽모바 메바스제 가서 셈디 아니 가서 뇽모바 뇽모바 차산 빠제 셈 차산 아니 지 람기 규레 모 규투바데라 투와제 오라 툴 마두세디
This term untamed, it's sometimes translated, as we see in the next line, as unruly. It's more commonly translated as unsubdued, and sometimes also in different contexts translated as disciplined or undisciplined. Whichever term you're more familiar with, the meaning comes down to the same, that a mind that is untamed is a mind that the faults have not been removed from. In other words, it's an afflicted mind, an unsubdued mind, an undisciplined mind, an untamed mind is a mind that is still, the mind where the afflictions still run rampant. On the other hand, someone who is, well, maybe discipline doesn't work so well, but it's a common translation, someone who is subdued or is tamed means that they have abandoned the afflictions together with its seeds and have attained the state of an arhat, a foe destroyer. So the reason why beings remain untamed or unsubdued or unruly, the reasons are vast, but we can summarize to say that most probably they have no faith in the Buddha Dharma, and therefore make no effort to apply themselves to it. Or they do have faith, but they lack the opportunity to practice, to transform their minds. So whether the reasons are either of these or any other, the result is the same. They have not generated a path in their continuum. Hence, they remain untamed.
Sanje Jumden, my mafia, Nelia, Sanje Jamia Bajunje, Chu Song, Dusin, Lamden, Dumasia, and Digital Tablam, Chu Dimbarede, Ina Sosurangi, and Jig Tisan, the Chu Juje, Yamlen Jeje, Yamlen Jeje, Jacob Ramindu, Chesanko Rama, Maravanza, and my Dadabado, and its Kovan and Malung Dushas. Chesan Sanje, Disu Gablia, Chu Sumbatilia, Chu Nye, Yamlen Jelam Guliki to a Yenata, and Dada, and the Kowal Josarios, Jesa, Dade, Dusine, Lavadi, and in Tiniki Pevare, in a decent Chushiako Maravata, and Chiki Gengari Wongichev in the Sosuranja, Kaja Dondala, Chushuje, Namrinji Abuchima to Alasha, Asas, on Dusin, some dice, you run. Dade, same Jay, you can chasa ready, in a Soso, some dangurua, Jesanga.
What I've just presented is the case for all suffering sentient beings. But here we need to think of our own situation. And since beginning of time, so many Buddhas have appeared and taught in various worlds. And Buddha Shakyamuni in our own world 2,500 years ago. But we either had no faith or no interest, or we didn't take the opportunity to receive teachings and apply them to ourselves. Not in previous eons, or at the time of Buddha Shakyamuni, or subsequently. And hence, we remain bound within samsara. In other words, we have a mind that is unsubdued, unruly, untamed, meaning our afflictions still arise and dominate us, we believe and follow them, believe in them and follow them. So whatever the reasons are why we have not applied ourselves to the Dharma and therefore remain undeveloped in terms of not having generated a path within us, the result is the same. We remain bound in the suffering states of samsara.
The unruly migrators of this degenerate age who are difficult to subdue. So here, the second line presents the five degenerations which we are all living through and experiencing. So these times are degenerate times in which which are marked by a great number of conflicts and troubles that so readily arise and have such devastating impact. Secondly, that one's lifespan, or the lifespan of beings in these degenerate times, are decreasing and becoming shorter. And thirdly, that they are degenerate views. In other words, views are particularly strong and difficult to change. And these strong views are not only greatly harmful, but they are difficult to change. That's the third, and then the fourth, that beings are difficult to subdue or to tame, which is in general, it is difficult for beings to subdue their minds. And this is then very linked to the fifth degeneration, which are that the afflictions are so difficult to remove. The afflictions are strong and long-lasting. So these are the five degenerations, which are referred to here in the second line, and why and these mark the pitiful state of unruly migrators. The third line, you accurately show the good way of those gone to bliss. It's an alternative translation just using synonyms. You accurately or you precisely reveal instead of show the good way or the excellent path of those gone to bliss or the Sugatas. So this then is our teacher who is precisely revealing the excellent path of all the Buddhas, in particular in accordance with the individual karmic dispositions and personalities of sentient beings. Our teacher reveals the path to lasting happiness, to Buddhahood.
Kamda mebala tumbi ge ne wangpo da tsembi ge ne chue tenpa.
You understand this third line. You accurately show the good way of those gone to bliss. That our spiritual teacher reveals the path or guides his students in a way that is perfectly suited to their own karmic background, their own personality. So if you think of this from the context of the Lam Rim, he will guide beings in first how to generate the practices of a practitioner of a being of initial capacity, and then independent on that training, how to generate the practices of a practitioner of intermediate capacity, and on independent on this basis, he'll guide them in how to generate the practices of a practitioner of supreme capacity. To express this differently. If we think of the presentation of the Lam Rim, for those practitioners who are more suited to the trainings of the paths of the Tavada, he will show those. To those more suited to the trainings of the Mahayana, he will show those. And within those who are suited to the Mahayana, some he'll only reveal the perfection path. And to others, he'll reveal the perfection path and independence on that, the path of secret mantra. So in this way, our spiritual mentor accurately shows the good way of those gone to bliss.
Dinigi tenpa sangyu jimlin diye, na zambilin li peji dinigi chue lam dusu tenpa res, dunga siya digi chubiya tablam chue dinigi jachiru lam dinigi namsha mungu sungpa res. Zizanda, dinigi sangyu jimlin diye, dinigi shubi kabla ya sangyu jimlin diye zane chue ngosu shu dinigi anu chige nyamlin jihen.
The reflection here is to recognize that Buddha Shakyamuni, when he appeared in the world 2,500 years ago, he revealed the vast and profound path by which beings can train their mind and achieve Buddhahood, state of complete enlightenment. And in dependence on this, so many beings in Buddha Shakyamuni's very lifetime attained liberation or enlightenment. And in the period of time since then to now, again, so many beings have trained in Buddha Shakyamuni's teachings and attained liberation and enlightenment. Ourselves, though, we had not previously created the causes to be amongst Buddha Shakyamuni's entourage, receive teachings directly from him. Nor, since then, have we been able to cultivate a path within our continuum. And hence, despite so many beings in these 2,500 years having attained liberation and even enlightenment, we ourselves remain bound in the suffering realms of samsara.
DJ Lia, and Sanji, 也嘛就把些三级职能的公务所谓呢，那第一接了，俺这个公仆录入了所谓的，第二个接了，俺这个，第二个本职职能了，随便开办的也忙送进去，送第一个说，俺你是真的全我是去你们这看，这个呢，他把他这个给我推了，但俺这呢，说出来呢，第四层的呢，就公务所接，就公职的全我是去接，你们这些搞好嘛了，好了，好了，是。
And whilst we hadn't created the great courses required to be among, in Buddha Shakyamuni's entourage and receive teachings directly from him, nor had we created the courses to receive teachings from the many great teachers who followed, such as Nagarjuna and the other pandits. We didn't create courses to be amongst their students, receiving teachings from them and attaining a path in direct dependence on their teachings either.
但三一军人的老师把我所学没完呢呀，伊呢三一军人的有送学毕业，那同学些啊，当地有这边他不那么个那么个，伢们这个人不的，那么晓得，等到哪里了？这些伢们啥些这些的，他在等到哪里了？这些的。三一军人的公布说，学校嘛的三一军人的有同学些啊，那地有这边他不那么伢们，那么个伢们这些人不那么晓得等到哪里了？
要的是我的，他要的是，就像这些南山这些个是，几乎全部南米人吧当，俺这几个，他比南米人吧当，俺这边南米人比，那么上一个送给，送下个这个车上，等到他要的是我吧当。When we think of our own situation, what I've just presented is undoubtedly the case. However, the method that Buddha Shakyamuni reveals in this world, this remains. This remains. It is in the way he expressed it, and it has been summarized and presented by many great masters, such as being categorized in the trainings in accordance with beings of initial, intermediate, and great capacity, presented in terms of the Pratimoksha vehicle, or the Bodhisattva vehicle, or in terms of the secret mantra vehicle. In this way, the teachings and the method of the Buddha remain in this world. And this method that remains in the world is what's referred to in the third line with you show the good way. So the good way or the excellent path, the translation's excellent path is clearer in that what remains in this world is the excellent path to attain the state of those gone to bliss or the Saggatas or Buddhahood. And our teacher reveals this excellent path, this good way, in a way that is complete and unmistaken. This is how our teacher reveals it to us. And hence, as we see in the fourth line, he is our compassionate refuge savior, in that he directly guides us and protects us from suffering through revealing the correct or the complete and unmistaken path to enlightenment. So here we reflect on, despite us not having generated a path yet, we have now met a teacher who is our direct guide and mentor, and he guides us in the cultivation of the correct and unmistaken path. Here in the fourth line, we have these two terms, refuge and savior. So before I give you Genla's commentary, just to say, here and following, the term, and the verses following, the term we have translated as savior is more usually translated as protector. So normally, that's a better word, gompo, is translated as protector, but here it's translated as savior, which is fine. And these two terms ideally should have an and in between, refuge and savior. You are my compassionate refuge and savior, or refuge and protector. So now to go to Genda's, so that's for this and the following verses too, where we see refuge savior should be refuge and savior, or refuge and protector. So now to go to Genda's commentary. So here, through this reflection, we recognize that our teacher is our refuge and our savior, and not just my refuge and savior, but that of that for all his students. This term refuge, it's a small word, but has a vast meaning. So now, just before I give Genla's commentary, Genla will comment here in this section on both terms, refuge and savior. And as I said a moment ago, savior, that term in Tibetan is usually translated as protector. But here, savior is perhaps easier because the meaning of refuge is also protector. So it gets a little bit complicated for us in English, but Genla's explanation will make clear the difference between these two words, refuge and savior. So first, now to his commentary. This word refuge is a small word, but has a vast meaning. Its meaning, the meaning of refuge, is protection from suffering, protection from the sufferings of samsara, protection from the entirety of the sufferings of samsara. And how does refuge provide protection from the sufferings of samsara? Through attaining liberation from suffering, or cessation of suffering. And how is the cessation of suffering achieved? It's through cultivating in our own continuum the path that leads to liberation. It's the cultivation of the path that leads to the generation of a cessation, which is the liberation from suffering. So this is the meaning of the term refuge. Refuge in brief is, what its meaning is, protection from suffering, protection from the sufferings of samsara. Then the second term, savior, or more commonly translated as refuge, the second term, savior, refers to the one who reveals the path and guides us in the path. So the savior or the protector is the one who reveals and the path and guides us in how to cultivate it within us. So that then is the meaning of these two terms, refuge and savior. These two terms, refuge and savior, then, are we applying them to the qualities of our teacher, in particular, in order to recall his incomparable kindness. The first term, then, refuge, has the meaning of protection from the sufferings of samsara. And what really is the protection from the sufferings of samsara? As I said in the previous segment, it's the generation of true cessations within us through the cultivation of two paths. So therefore, this term refuge being applied here to a quality of our lama is likening him to the Dharma jewel. Because the Dharma jewel is true paths and true cessations. So that then is the meaning of refuge and is being applied to our teacher. Not only though is he our refuge and therefore the Dharma jewel, but he's also the revealer of the path, our guide on the path, the illuminator of the path for us, our guide in terms of how to cultivate the path within us. Just like Buddha Shakyamuni was the founder revealer of the path, our teacher is the revealer, the guide of the path, in other words, how we should generate it within us. And this is the role that he plays as savior, or again, elsewhere, more commonly translated as protector. And the meaning here is he's playing the role of the Sanghacho. As an Arya being, he is revealing the path to us, guiding us in how to cultivate the path of the Dharma jewel within us. So he is therefore our refuge and our savior. He is the Dharma jewel and the Sangha jewel.
That Huji Jen said the Lama Kyorbe needs some of the Dembarishas or the Chitan Denegi, you said. And then you need to do it.
Then the term compassionate. Here we recall his quality of compassion. His compassion for suffering sentient beings, in particular sentient beings who had not created the causes to be in the presence of Buddha Shakyamuni, who have not, even since then, generated a path within themselves. In these degenerate times, where views are wrong views and harmful views are so strong, where beings are difficult to subdue, where afflictions are so difficult to remove because of their strength, and therefore long-lasting, and that's sentient beings whose minds are so difficult to tame. Nevertheless, due to the incomparable compassion, power of his compassion, he is here for us, guiding us in how to cultivate the Dharma jewel and the Sangha jewel within us, or how to generate the jewels within us, and thereby gain freedom from suffering. So that then is the meaning of the term compassion. The verse concludes with, I make requests to you. So here we have recognized these tremendous qualities of our teacher. He is our refuge. He is our savior. He is compassionate. So here we are asking him to bless us or to inspire us to become just like him, to develop these self-same qualities that he has within ourselves.
Lama said, that in our two musu chi, answer lemmits and a chu, musu shu, answer lamati, pe masigi, tachig, sangi, chimach, sangi, tumba chimden, your song, chimach, lamdi, musu, tunje, taching halia, musu, tunje, and you lamets and musu chu, your cooperative, the lamachori, chisan lamachor, pe masigi, getting chimbores, chisanda, imbu, jimjagas, and sangi, damegi, junje, chu, soon your day.
Summarize here then the meaning of this verse, where we're recalling the qualities of the kindness of the Lama, which is the meaning of the verses 46, 47, and 48. And just to say on this term kindness, as in recalling the kindness, it also has the connotation of the benefit that is received, and therefore it is we recognize the kindness. So this term kindness carries the meaning, which it doesn't necessarily in English, but it carries the meaning also of benefits that can be received. So yeah, the summary then of this verse is that despite not having created the causes to be in the presence of Buddha Shakyamuni, nor in the intermediate period between then and now, to have generated a path in our continuum, I have created the causes to have met my spiritual teacher and to directly receive teachings from him. Despite these times being degenerate, despite there being so much harm and conflict that so readily arises in this world, despite there being so much, so many threats to one's lifespan, and views and afflictions being so harsh and difficult to subdue, I have the opportunity to do so. I'm incredibly fortunate to have met this rare and precious opportunity to receive skilled guidance directly. I cannot let this opportunity go to waste again. So through reflecting like this, we appreciate the tremendous kindness that our teacher shows us and the benefit that this relationship, this opportunity brings to us.
A misunderstanding of this presentation may well arise, where one thinks, oh, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I'm so bad, I haven't made the most of this life or past lives, and I'm really useless. So it's quite possible one could misinterpret these teachings and end up just looking down on oneself and losing energy and enthusiasm.
One were to come to such a conclusion where one is becoming dispirited, one has really misunderstood the purpose, because the purpose is precisely the opposite of that. For us to generate a strength of mind, a deep conviction, and a determination. And we do so by looking with clarity at our situation, that we find ourselves now, and we can assume how our lives have gone previous to this. And through this understanding of clarity of our situation, we recognize how truly fortunate we are, that we have achieved an incredibly rare and precious opportunity, and that this rare and precious this opportunity is rare and it is precious. Therefore, we must not let it go to waste. And in fact, we may well have achieved opportunities like this in past lives, but we did let them go to waste. We didn't put them to full use. And we need to, so through doing this reflection, we generate a determination that I will not let it go to waste again. I will not take this opportunity for granted. Wherever my habits are that turn me away from reflecting on the Dharma, the habits that keep me from meditating or keeping the Dharma present in mind in daily life, those I will make efforts to turn away from and use whatever remains of this life well, because this opportunity is rare and it's precious. And therefore I can have no certainty that it will achieve such a situation again in future lives. Does it really look like in my future lives opportunities such as these will come about more easily? So thinking like this gives us a strength of mind, and giving us that inner discipline we require, or giving us the strength of mind to build the inner discipline we require to turn away from the habitual ways of thinking that keep us away from the Dharma, and strengthen our determination to cultivate the Dharma within us. Just like in your own life, you would have had many things you longed for. And when you had the opportunity to achieve them, perhaps go somewhere on holiday, somewhere wondrous, somewhere you'd long longed for, when that opportunity comes, you take it, you grasp at it, and you go with joy, engage in it with joy. You wouldn't delay for even a moment. If you had the opportunity to go somewhere you'd long wished to, when it comes to travel, you're not going to cancel that flight. You will jump at the opportunity. So reflecting in the way I presented here tonight, you'll see now we've achieved an opportunity with such potential. And whilst we may feel that there are many obstacles or our situation could be better than it is it. This is our chance right now. And we shouldn't let it go to waste. We shouldn't delay hoping it gets even more ideal. What we have now is rare and incredibly beneficial.
That is And 去送呀，这个商业局面的个送些别个去，起码这些蛮多嘛，出个送啊的。但敌人啊，那么地在那需要一个口罩的，没事，也不收钱呀，送别个。那么地的，我那当年俺家给点钱包的，咋钱包收起呀？送别个，都是给点钱包的。但那么个土贼王给俺家都是，俺都去送过来，送别个。那真的都是呢，上大街，但那么送啊的。 送把拿些伢人就给，他那边搞的送过来是呢，嗯，讲你就给我们家当，俺那家学生我东北人都被写了，公司送过了哇，哦，这是你们的节，那边送把点给，或者把他寄，先别给他，刚从寄到你们的寄，是不？但敌人嘛，这边那也不嘛，这边那忙不那个的也不接过不来个的，是，等等要买的，敌人也不接，土匪那个忙不的目的的，给我接过不来个的，俺那个的敌人也不接的忙不的呢。 给我吃嘛吃嘛，那那么我是接他，那么才能我是出去啊，搞个白呀，我来个的，第三天第二天的，哦，这个敌人搞个白的，那么给点钱给的白，不是给点钱没嘛，是噻，第二天让俺们送嘛，拿现金给，俺们刚偷偷几天先别给他，俺就别说这些，说说给他，俺们咱们就搞没啊，当家就送过没啊，东北人搞上大呀，你这边俺们出去俺们接的去，说说给。
The reflection here that I encourage you to engage in is as you have been doing now. You've done the meditation now in this class already, but I encourage you to continue it. Looking at your situation with clarity, coming to see how Buddha Shakyamuni appeared in this world, but we didn't have the opportunity to be in his presence and receive teachings directly from him. And in the centuries since him, there have been so many great teachers. And under the guidance of both Buddha Shakyamuni and all these other great teachers, both in ancient India and Tibet and elsewhere, so many beings have received the teachings of the Buddha Dharma and with faith applied themselves to those teachings, to cultivating those teachings precisely in the way that they are being were presented to them, and in that way transformed themselves and attained liberation, attained enlightenment. So we cannot know with certainty whether we have had those opportunities in past lives or not, but we do know with certainty that our minds are afflicted. Our minds are continuously disturbed by the afflictions, drawn with desire to things with no lasting value, repelled by things which have no intrinsic meaning. We keep making these same mistakes of being attached to things which cannot bring us happiness, and responding to things we dislike in ways that only compound our suffering. This way we continue life after life, turning within samsara. As reflecting this way, we can come to recognize how very, very fortunate we are in this world to have met the teachings, the pathway to liberation. That if we utilize what remains of this life, however long it may be, to from right now, ensure that with mindfulness and vigilance, we ensure that our mind stays on the Dharma, no matter what we're doing, we don't get drawn into things of no value, but rather we strive continuously to become the person that we have the potential to be. Strive continuously to act in accordance or think in accordance with priorities that have value. That the affairs of this life that have no great meaning in themselves, that we shouldn't allow our mind to be caught up in them, but rather as we go through our life, to have our mind on what has great meaning. And in this way, in direct proportion to our strength of mind and our energy that we place into transforming our life, we will become the person we long to be, a person who has love for all, compassion for all, who isn't nearer to some and distant from others, but values all beings for who they are. And in this way, we can meditate effectively on bodhicitta and go through our daily interactions with others with the mind of bodhicitta manifest. And moreover, we can reflect on emptiness, and with this understanding that phenomena do not exist in the way they appear, we won't be so drawn into things of no meaning or repelled by things of no meaning, but rather we can let love and compassion guide us. To achieve this is not beyond any of us, but we need to understand our situation with clarity and not be deluded by thinking we have time, it will get easier. Whatever is going on in our life, utilize this opportunity, make the most of it, apply ourselves right now to these teachings exactly in the way that we're being guided. And in this way, we can be sure that the transformation we long for will be achieved. So thank you so much. And then we'll continue from here next week. Thank you.